The Rolex 24 is one of the most difficult endurance races in the world. And my question is, can these drivers sleep when there are cars buzzing around the high banks of Daytona International Speedway? This is Andrew Kurland on PRN's Garage Pass.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA know-how!
Okay, so hear me out. Today, we're talking about sleep. The Rolex 24 at Daytona, I imagine it's got to be hard to sleep for these drivers. I mean, think about it. You're going upwards of 200 miles an hour at the fastest part of this course. And then when your stint is over, the team tells you, hey, go back to the bus and get a few hours of shut-eye. I don't know how they do it, so I had to ask them. Connor Zilich is a rookie in the NASCAR Cup Series this year and is once again running in the Rolex 24. So I had to ask him, and he said it honestly varies depending on the year.
It depends. Depends on my stints are. Last year I got some good stints, and I was pretty spread apart in the middle of the night, and I got some good sleep. And there's been times where I've gotten the brunt end of the stick and not been able to sleep. So we'll see.
Now, Connor's still a young kid, but I talked to a veteran, AJ Allmendinger, who will be running this race for Meyer Shank Racing, and he said he learned some lessons about sleep over the years.
I remember my first year there with Shank. Like, we were running, battling for the win the whole time. And I had it in my head that if I fell asleep, the car was going to break. Like, that was just, I was like, no, can't close my eyes. If I close my eyes, I'm going to wake up and they're going to be like, hey, we're out, car broke. So by the time I got home and I'd been up for, I think I counted 51 hours straight, that's not healthy. So I've learned to do things like try to stay off your feet.
Well, we'll see if AJ can get some sleep. I'll tell you, I'll probably fall asleep on my couch watching this race. But either way, it's such a fun race to watch, and I'm sure it's fun for the drivers too. For PRN's Garage Pass, this is Andrew Kurland.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, thanks for saving my engine. Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.